sing number 46 in our red hymnal.
That you have freely given. God, that you've taken us from the miry clay. You have set our feet upon the rock. Lord, you have given us riches in Christ, and today we are full of thanksgiving and worship, adoration and praise. There is none like you, O God, worthy Lamb. Lord, we pray that you would fill our mouths, Lord, with praise today. Lord, that our eyes would be fixed on Jesus. Accomplish your purpose this day, Lord, here in the cottage, in the village, dear Jesus, as they begin their day. We pray that you would come to them, Lord, in a very real way. Lord, begin a work early in this period, we pray. they might enter into your presence and the work, Lord, that you're doing. So we commit this day to you, dear God. We pray your blessing, Lord, rest upon us. We pray, Lord, you'd lift the cares and burdens from our hearts, dear God. Would you work, Lord, on our behalf? We trust you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. For your name's sake, we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, I encourage you to enter in, engage, share what God may be putting on your heart this morning. Maybe something you heard in your staff meetings. You know, there's a lot of activity going on before we even get to this meeting in the morning. And there's been a lot of prayer and a lot of Bible reading and study, and the staff is together. So you probably have a lot to say already. God's already been working and speaking. So share with some of us who weren't in on some of that. Praise the Lord. Let's sing the last verse. His name.
Jesus, you are.
Wonderful, Jesus. Bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Number 52 in the white book, number 52.
Of grace and the smile of grace.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
Jesus. Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, we bless you. God would want us to know his deep love for himself, for you. For those who feel unworthy, unlovable. For those who have carried shame. There's a Savior who loves us. There is a God whose thoughts and affections are for us. I believe he would want us to be assured of that today. That we wouldn't keep him at a distance, but that we would draw near. We would know his touch. We would know his heart. We would know his forgiveness. We would know that we are precious to him. He would want us to open our hearts to a love that maybe we have been hesitant to receive fully. Such love, such wondrous love, that God should love a sinner such as I. How wonderful is love like thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.